是用小窑和铁链制汤，铁链是对汤分断的，小窑是对汤弄碎的，所没有人能制止汤。他昨夜常在古墓里看山东砍教，又用石头砍自己。他远远地看见耶稣，就跑去拜他，大声呼叫说：“至高神，耶稣的儿子，我与你有什么相干？我指着神，恳求你不要叫我受苦。”却因耶稣曾吩咐他说：“不回啊，从这人身上出来吧。”耶稣问他说：“你名叫什么？”回答说：“我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。”我就再三地求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那里山坡上有一大群猪食，所以就央求耶稣说：“求你打发我们往猪群里不着出去。”耶稣得了他们，猪鬼就出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪跑下山来投进海里，淹死了。猪的数目约有2000，放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看见什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见被缚鬼的人，就是从前被群鬼所缚的人，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事的人，便将缚鬼之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人。众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上场的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主对你所做的事和你大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”那人就说了，在加波利传扬耶稣的作为，做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
我今天来请看到这大的事情，就是将主对你所做的都告诉他们。
有姊妹，
第二波的提示。
当我们看到这样的一段啊圣经的时候
，While we are listening to the this message，
我们看到啊这边在马可福音里面讲说是有一个被鬼附着的人。
In the scripture Mark talking about man who was possessed by the evil spirit。
但是在马太福音同样的一段记载里面，他说是有两个人来到耶稣的面前。
But on the other place in Matthew, they talk about actually they are described two persons.
所以到底是一个呢，还是两个呢？
Is it one person or is it two persons?
因为还有另外一个地方也是记载这一段的，就是在路加福音那个地方也是一个。
The other place. It's a document in the scripture Luke talk about the if there's one person.
那这件事情呢？有人说好，有两个地方说是一个，一个地方说两个，所以两票对一票，那就是一个了。
Some scholars talk about there are two places describe only one person, and the other place only talk about two person. So the majority is one person.
如果你是一个很严谨的人，你会觉得这些学者是不是有一点开玩笑？
你不说，你介于有 wonder whether this scholarship is some joking？
对，如果是这样来决定的话，真的是有一点开玩笑，因为圣经绝对不是啊，大部分人认为怎样就是怎样。
But actually, this is not joking. The scripture is firmly true.
那这一点呢，啊，可以帮助我们来看看圣经的正确性跟圣经的啊。就是说没有被改过的这样的一个特性。
From this point, we can really study how the Bible talk about how the Bible describe what is the real truth.
一样，有人说为什么有四本福音，为什么不有只有一本福音呢
？In the same way, people wondering about why there are four the gospel instead of only one.
如果只有一本，那就不会有问题了。
If there are only one, that should be no trouble.
所以，如果是圣经是人写的，我相信是只会有一本而已。
So there is a point that if the Bible was written by man, then there's only possibly there's only one book.
可是圣经是神要这些看到的人按照他们自己的一个见证，能够怎样原原本本的把他们所看到的把它记载下来。
Actually, the Bible really indeed one for those people who listen, who see, just write down actually, write down very correctly.
马太所啊、知道的这些信息，他非常的啊忠实的把它记载下来。
Like Matthew, he wrote down exactly what he sees.
马可、路加跟约翰也是一样。
On the other hand, the apostle Mark and Luke, John, they also written whatever they see.
好，那我们说到一个还两个呢
？And the question is actually is really one or there's two persons?
其实，意思就是说，马可跟路加，他看的时候，他记载的那个来跟耶稣对话的那一个人。
Actually, the one described in the Mark or in the Luke, the one who talk about with the Jesus, really what is this?
也就是说，跟耶稣讲话的就一个。
Actually, only one person who talk with Jesus.
但是世上有两个人来到耶稣的面前。
Actually, there are two person come to our Lord Jesus.
可是当这些在看的人，在记载的人，他是把这个重点记载下来，他说，哦。这个人跟耶稣讲什么？这是他们的重点。他不是在数到底有几个人头。
But the author is really document exactly what they are talking about with Jesus.
我想这个是啊很容易了解的。
This is understandable.
如果两个人看到一个啊车祸
，For instance, if there are two person, they have seen the car accident.
警察去啊跟他们两个讲话的时候。
When the police come and talk to them,
可能他们两个所讲的场景差不多，可是呢，会有一些啊仔细上面的不一样。
When the person probably talk about something similar, but in detail probably a little bit different.
可能警察会问第一个人说，这个车上有几个人
？And the police come will ask how many people in the car.
他说哦，大概两个或三个。
They may say, or maybe two or three.
可是另外一个人他所看到的是。哎，几个人受伤
？The other person probably will talk about how many accidents, how many people got injured.
所以他的报告是说，哎，有两个人啊，一个人是头这边受伤，一个人是手这边受伤。
So in the report, they talk about there's one person got injured in head, the other person got in the shoulder.
不会是一模一样的。
Not exactly be the same.
所以神都允许把这些不同，让他记载在圣经里面。
So our Lord is It's okay to write down something slightly different.
曾经有一些好事者
，there are some people who want to argue.
想要把四本福音写成一本福音。
They want to combine all the scripture in one.
在历史上已经不止一个人了。
In history, not only one person tried to do that.
后来他们写的福音都没有人要啊愿意来读。
But after that, nobody want to read that book.
因为他们把很多看起来是冲突的地方都把它啊合在一起了。
Because they are trying to combine, condense all the different points into one.
可这不是神的心意。
But this is not the Lord's the will.
这就是为什么圣经是真实的报道的原因。
This is why the Bible is the real document, the real thing.
没有经过任何人的啊删减，或是任何的这种的用人的意思来把它啊按照自己的意思来重写。
Not modified, not edited by any person.
好，所以我们回到这个场景里面来讲，说有一个人，啊，这个人是跟耶稣在讲话的那一个。
So we go back to our story, talk about this one person who talked to Jesus.
所以这个人是怎么样的一个人呢
？What kind of person is that?
这个人他是被鬼附的。
He's possessed by the demon.
怎么知道他是被鬼附的呢
？Why we understand?
因为在这个故事的后面，
Because in the
我们就知道。
We know.
当他好过来之后
，when he become the right mind，
他整个村子里面的人都非常的稀奇。
All the people in the village all be amazed。
因为在其他福音书里面讲到说，这个人他本来是不穿衣服的。
So in other scripture talk about this person actually doesn't doesn't wear any clothes.
在城里面到处乱跑。
He just wandering along, long away.
我记得我在纽约上班的时候。
I remember when I was working in New York.
在那个Rockefeller Center, 就是那个中城的最繁华的地方。
In the heart of New York, in the Rockefeller Center.
有一个无家可归的。
Yes, homeless.
他常常他的下身是空的。
He doesn't wear anything.
是一个男的。
He's a man.
那我相信市政府的人一定要做一些事情，是不是
？And all the office, in the city office will do something.
可是又不能太不人道，对不对
？But they cannot do anything weird.
可能把他带到这些所谓的这个无家可归他们的收容所里面去。
Probably carrying him to the like some shelter.
可是他又怎样？又跑出来。
But he also come back again.
那这个人是一样的。
The one document in the Bible also the same thing.
这个城市里面的人呢，很保守，觉得不可以让一个没有穿衣服的人到处乱跑。
Probably they are very conservative. They are not allow a person to go around without any clothes.
他们就用铁链把它链起来。
So they chain the foot.
他用脚用脚镣把那脚也套起来。
They also chain their hand and foot together.
那这个人他是这样子的。虐待自己，而且他也这样，被人家虐待。
So this person is really to him bad.
他呢，很有力量。
He's so powerful.
人要这样子把他监禁的时候
，if somebody want to control him，
确实不行。
They don't have this kind of power.
他很有力量。
He's so mighty.
他像三狮一样把这个铁链子一拉就断了。
Like a lion, he can broken the chain.
他可能在人的面前要显示自己很厉害。
He probably show he's so mighty.
他拿石头砍他自己的身体。
So he also stone himself, but he also cut himself.
然后流血在人家面前。
For his body.
让人家看，你看，我都不怕。
To show the people I'm afraid and I don't afraid anything.
我从小看过这样的人。
I see this kind of person when I was young.
我住在我祖母的家，我祖母家旁边是一个很大的庙，在台南。
I live with my grandmother, who is close to a temple.
他们在大概每一个月或是两三个月就会一次一种做很大的这种仪式的时候。
Like every couple months, they had sometimes wear the ceremony. The ceremony coming out.
就会有一个或两个，甚至有。三四个人，他们呢非常的勇敢。
So there are probably couple people, three or people. They are so daring.
然后呢全身抖动啊。
So the whole body shaking.
然后呢拿了我还记得有一个女的，她只有穿着很简单的衣服盖在她的胸前跟她的下面而已。
I also remember there's one woman just only a simple piece cover him.
她拿了一根差不多这么长，然后前面呢有很多很多的刺的一个东西。
She brought a piece of the stick from the stick.
然后她有一根这么长的针，从她的嘴巴从这个地方穿过去，穿到这个地方。
Also a very sharp needle is a needle from here.
然后这个地方在流血。
So it's blood coming out.
他这根刺呢，一直刺他的背。
So he used the stick to hurt herself.
他每次刺下去的时候，那个背那个血就喷出来。
So while the stick is hitting the back, then the blood coming out.
可是他都好像不会痛的。
So he looks like okay, doesn't hurt at
all. 他坐在一个轿子上面。
He is sitting on a like small the.
我不知道轿子应该怎么讲。
like a hand carry from the
car, okay?
Yes, small car.
有八个人抬的。
That's carried by eight person.
然后就这样子往前走。
So they're moving forward.
然后那个八个人也是这样抖来抖去的啊。
So eight person also moving it's not shaken.
当我看到这里的时候，我就想到那个场景。
So when I read the Bible, I also remind you that kind of thing.
圣经讲说，这些人是被鬼附着的。
The Bible says most people are possessed by the.By the demon.
所以我看的那些人，其实他们是被鬼附着。
So most people actually was possessed by the demon.
当我在以色列的时候，我去到这个地方。
When I was in Israel, I go to the same place.
这个地方呢，是刚好在1971年还是72年的时候，才被一个英国的考古学家发掘的一个小城市。
This place was discovered by the archaeologist in 1972.
我本来今天带来了一些幻灯片所以现在因为我们的这个projector坏掉了不能放。
Actually, I have prepared some projectors, but somehow this one is broken.
那个城市就是所谓的格拉森，可在另外一个地方呢它是用另外一个名字。
This city actually is called Galatian, but in the other place, they call some other name.
就是在马太福音的第八章。
In the Matthew chapter 8.
它这个地方呢，说这个地方叫做加大拉。
It's called another name called Capella.
加大拉是今天还存在的一个城市的名字。
This is the city still exists nowadays.
而这个地方的人也叫做加大拉人。
The person who the people who live there be called a settler.
那个地方呢，是离这个加利湖就或者加利海呢南边大概50几公里的地方。
About south, like a 50 miles south of the Lake Galilee.
所以大家就认为说，马可福音第五章这个地方讲的是一个不真实的一个事情。
So some people probably question about the one talk about in the Bible in the.Mark is not real.
因为如果这些猪呢要跑50几迈，然后才能够种到这个加利利湖去的话，他们说这些猪可能都受过训练了。
Because they're question about quite a pig, they can run like 50 miles before they jump to the sea.
所以，当这个英国的考古学家把这个在加利湖旁边大概只有300码的地方的一个小城市把它发掘出来的时候，
The archaeologist actually find the nearby city is about 300 yards, like near the lake.
他们 发掘出来那个地方有一个会堂，犹太的会堂。
They found out there's the synagogue.
他们那个地方其实是一个外邦的一个小小村落。
It's a small village gathered by the other people.
是天台。
天台。
所以他们在那个地方呢是犹太人跟外邦人一起住的一个地方。
This is a village, so it's a mixture of the Jewish and the Gentile.
所以当他们发掘这些这个小村庄的时候，发现那个小村庄的名字也叫加大拉。
So finally, they find this small village called Catala.
所以我想这个1000年来或者说2000年来的这样的一个谜被揭开了。
So this mystery for the 1000 years already clear.
原来现在有了那个加大拉是一个新的城市，不是那个旧的城市。
We finally found the current city actually is a new one, it's not the original one.
这个人他被鬼附伤害自己。我到那地方，我捡到一个石头，这是我们教授叫我们每一个人都要捡到一块这种石头。
This person is using the stone to hurt himself. So when I was there, my professor asked everyone to pick the same piece of the stone.
我找了大概十几块石头之后，才后来，因为我没找到一块，我都要去问我的教授说是不是这样的石头。
So looking around, I found there about the more than 10 stones. Then I asked my professor whether this is the right one.
前面十几次他都说不是。
In the beginning, the professor said no.
最后一次他说那是我那个石头还在家里面。
So after when I picked about 10, the professor said this is the right one.
那个石头很特别。
It's very unique.
它石头破裂的地方。
When the stone is broken,
就好像是刀子的那个锋利这样锋利的一个口。
The stone is actually as sharp as the like a knife.
虽然我捡到只有这么小一块，
Even though I pick only small one,
但是你可以想象，如果这个人他拿到一个蛮大一块的石头，而这个石头那个破裂的那个切割面是可以砍自己的身体，好像刀子一样。
You can imagine this person pick a lot of same kind of stone is so sharp as a knife. He uses stone to cut himself.
石头非常的硬。
The stone was very hard.
所以我们可以想象这个场景。 是不是让我们看到这个人真的是很可怜
？So we can see the thing. This man is so miserable.
魔鬼所得着的人，他不但会伤害自己。
The person who was controlled by the demon not only hurt himself.
他也会怎样去伤害别人
？He also will hurt others.
可能他这种伤害可能不是直接的伤害。就是别人伤害别人，不是直接的伤害。
Even though it's not directly hurt other people，
他做两件魔鬼想要做的事情。
You want to do two things the devil want him to do。
第一件事情，你看到被我控制的人，你看到这么样的啊，不怕死啊，不怕痛啊，好像啊，有一点这种啊超然的这种能力。
The first thing the devil want to show the people is whether controlled by him is so powerful.
所以让人来害怕撒旦。
So therefore, the people is going to afraid of Satan.
第二个方面就是让人就觉得说，我跟他身上有一些好像很特别的一个能力，哎，我或许能够得着这个，啊，我就能够好像解决我身啊四周围一些的啊一些的小问题。
Secondly, the people if see that person can have this kind of super power, probably he will think about, probably I can do something.
这个地方虽然没有这样讲，可是我在小时候所看到的那一些被鬼附的人，他们传达这样的信息。
This remind me when I was young, this kind of message when I see the person who was possessed by the demon.
因为他们就变成啊，不是一般的人。
So they are not the simple person.
他们可以伤害自己的身体不会痛。
They don't fear any pain when they hurt themselves.
他们啊，好像有一个很特别的力量在他们身上。
This one has some special power.
有些人去追求这个东西。
So some person want to pursue that kind of power.
我们想想你我的生命。
If you think about the life in ourselves.
当我们还没有信主的时候。
Before we believe in our Lord.
我们好像是被撒旦控制的人一样。
We are pretty similar, possessed by the demon.
因为我们看到有一些被撒旦控制的人，他们有一个很大的能力，他们可以赚很多的钱，他们可以啊成就很高的这个政治上的地位，他们可以在某一些层面上面，他们可以有很高的成就。
Because we see some person who have this kind of power, they can achieve something beyond the like a normal person.
他们如果按照啊公平公义的方法去得着，那还好。
If they can achieve that in a good way, then that's okay.
可是我们知道有一些很多这样的人，他们是用不择手段的方式。
But they achieve that one in the evil way.
台湾有一本啊畅销的书叫做《厚黑学》。
In Taiwan, there's a very popular book called.
那大概是二十多年前的事情了。
This book is called like something like Black and White. 那个 20 years ago，
那种书为什么会畅销
？Why the book is so popular？
里面都教人家是什么？是名门正派的呢，还是旁门左道呢
？Why the is why because is that because they teach you need to do the right way or is you need to do some weird way？
从我们从这些事情看到为什么会畅销？因为人想要成功，是这样，已经开始这样不择手段。可是有时候连怎么不择手段？都不知道。
Why the book is so popular? It's because the people want success with all kind of methods.
所以有人就把他的不择手段的心得怎样写书来告诉大家。
So author how you can successful using all kind of weird things.
所以你在市面上，到大概十年前或十多年前，你可以看到所有的这个就畅销书里面，大部分的书都是教人家怎么样成功的。
You also can look in like recently all the very popular book. They talk about how you can be successful.
有人就讽刺他们这些人。
So somebody is really talk about that.
他们本来是不成功的。
Because they are not successful.
因为写了这本书，很多人去买，他就成功了。
Because he write his public this kind of book, then he become so rich.
所以，我们看到我们的状况，我们好像要学这些的。
So we reflect our situation. Somehow we want to learn about him.
但这个人在那个地方，他很可怜。
So this person is so miserable.
问题是我们有没有看到自己这样可怜的光景
？We also think about do we also in the same situation before?
没有办法的，人在可怜的光景里面。一点都不觉得自己可怜。
Because when a person is in the best situation, they are not really understand the true situation.
因为这个人，圣经讲说，没有能够制服他，没有能够啊，把他真的是能够把他拘禁在那个地方，而且这样，他还会出来，很可能还会去啊，做一些啊不好的事情。
So in the Bible say nobody can subdue him, nobody can control him, so he can go out to do all kinds of bad things.
直到有一天
，until one day，
他遇见了耶稣。
He met our Lord Jesus Christ.
其实，在他来跟耶稣讲话之前
，before he come to Jesus，
圣经说什么？圣经说，耶稣曾吩咐这些鬼离开他。
Jesus has said to the demon to go out.To go out from this person.
意思是说，当这个人还没有来找耶稣的时候，耶稣已经知道，在这个地方有一个，或者说两个这样子被鬼附的人。
So actually, before the person come to Jesus, Jesus already know.
他一上岸，耶稣就已经吩咐这些鬼从他们的身上出来。
Before the Jesus go out to the boat.He already asked the demon to go out from that person.
所以，当这个人跑来见耶稣的时候，其实他已经怎样？他已经醒过来了。
You can imagine that person come to the Jesus. He already recovered already.
我们来看第七节，他说：“大声的呼叫说，至高神的儿子耶稣啊，我与你有什么相干呢？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。”
If you look at the verse 7, say, shall say, the Jesus, the Son of the Most High, what do I do with you? Why you want to torture me?
表示这个里面的鬼已经能够认出耶稣是谁了。
So we can see that the demon already know who is really the Jesus.
当耶稣看到这样的情况，就说，乌鬼啊，你出来吧。
So Jesus, see this kind of situation, he asked the demon to go out.
难道耶稣不知道他们里面有很多吗
？Is that Jesus doesn't know there are many inside？
为什么要故意问说你叫什么名字呢
？Why did Jesus ask what's your name？
其实这个就在彰显耶稣的能力。
Because this one is try to see the power of our Lord。
因为他说我们是一群。
Because that the demon say we are a legion。
到底有多少我们不知道
？But how many we don't know？
我们只知道他们。进到两千头猪，两千头猪全部都怎样？投到山来死的。
We only know they go into about 2,000 the pig, then they all go to the sea and then drown.
所以应该最少是两千个。
So at least there are over 2,000 the demons.
我们看到这样的状况，我们知道耶稣是何等有能力的一位。
So we can see how powerful our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣。他能够胜过，不只是啊人肉体的软弱、肉体的疾病，他还能够把两千多个孤鬼从一个人或者说从两个人身上把他赶出来。
So you can see, this is not only overcome our weakness, he also overcome more powerful than the 2,000 the demons.
我们遇见耶稣
，When we meet our Lord Christ,
把我们里面那一个。被撒旦控制的那一种的心思意念，能够被耶稣整个啊从我们里面把它更新过来。
So the mind is controlled by the evil that can be released.
并不表示说我们可以不用再上班去赚钱。
That doesn't mean we don't need to go work.
并不表示我们不再爱我们的家人。
That doesn't mean we don't want to love our family.
也不再。也不表示说我们就要过一个跟 人好像看起来不一样的生活。
That doesn't mean we live differently from any from the legal person.
但是那一个在我们里面控制我们的力量已经不一样了。
But the one who control us inside is different now.
现在是耶稣基督在控制着这个人的生命。
Now it's indeed that our Lord is control this person.
圣经讲说这个人他就明白过来了。
Because the Bible says this man is on his right mind.
他就穿着衣服了。
He put his clothes again.
他坐在那个地方不随便乱喊叫了。
He sit there, the correctly, not shout anymore.
他不伤害自己，也不去伤害别人。
He doesn't hurt himself, doesn't hurt any someone else.
他还是一个人。
He is still a man.
可是他所被控制的那一个里面的力量是不一样的。
But the inside who control him is now is different now.
当我们看到这个时候，我们知道耶稣可以改变我们。
So when we read this, we see the Jesus can change us.
多少时候你想做的你做不到。
Sometimes whatever we want to do, we cannot do.
你不想做的你倒是去做。
But you don't want to do, you really do it.
你一天这样子。
Every day you do the same
thing. 一个礼拜这样子。
The same week.
一年这样子。
Same year.
你没有办法改变的。
You cannot change yourself.
你跟你的太太还是吵架。
You are arguing with your wife.
你还是在怨恨你的父母。
You are resent your parents.
你还是在怨恨啊，你自己的工作不顺利。
You complain your work.
怨恨这个世界怎么有这么多的啊不好的事情，以至于我也跟着不好呢？
You're complaining for many good things in the world.
因为你没有办法控制你自己。
Because you cannot control yourself.
但是在这个地方，耶稣进到这个人里面。
But now the Jesus go into this, the inside of this person.
这个人改变了。
This person changed.
耶稣也要进到你的里面，你愿不愿意？
Jesus also want to come into us.
让他进到你的里面，也改变你。
So come into us, therefore we can change.
我们今天要看的最重要的是什么？是下面这一段。
What is the most important the message this morning?
这段我把它分成两个部分。
It's the following. There are two messages.
第一个部分。
The first one
是人不愿意接受改变。
The person who don't want to make any change.
第二个部分。
The secondly,
人改变之后要去传神在他身上改变的福音。
After they change by Jesus, they want to spread the gospel.
第一，我们看到这个人明白过来之后
，First,
这个村庄的人是怎么反应的呢
？But after this person makes change, what kind of reaction in the village?
他们的眼睛就盯在这2000头猪上。
Because the people in the village, they only They care about these 2,000 pigs.
他们没有为这个人明白过来而高兴，不是吗
？They are not celebrating this person got be saved.
所以，当这个人坐在他们面前是一个见证的时候，他们看到是那2000头猪是他们的财产这样的损失。
So when this person the sitting in there to testify, they only see their 2,000 pigs.
他们说：“耶稣啊，你离开我们走吧。”
So they ask Jesus to go away.
你走越远越好。
So far away.
免得我们其他的财产还要再损失。
So we don't want to lose some other wealth, some other property.
弟兄姐妹们，你看到了没有
？So can you see?
你看到那个人对神的道的那种抵挡了没有
？So you can see how the person against the God.
当人看到的是我们自己的。房子，我们的工作，我们的啊孩子，我们的这些，好像我们自己拥有这些东西的时候。
So we only care, we only look upon our family, our house.
我们不愿意改变。
We don't want to change.
我们还想要啊握住这些东西，而且还要成为这些东西的主人。
We only want to control our own wealth. We become the master.
其实我们应该放开。
So actually, we need to release.
我们放开之后，把这个东西都交给上帝。
We release this one to our Lord.
上帝，如果还要你借着这些东西来服侍他，神还会再把这些东西给你。
If God wants us to use our property to serve Him, God actually will be best.
可是这个时候已经不一样了。
Now it's different.
因为以前是你要怎么做你怎么做。
Before it's it do your own way.
可是现在是神要你怎么做你怎么做。
But now after change, it's do God's way.
所以我们得到神的恩典之后，我们不要只想要神的好处，而要把怎样把神推开在我们一些可能会有的损失。
So after we receive the grace from God, we don't want to push away all blessings.
我们不要忘了，我们认耶稣基督是主，他就要成为我们的主。
We don't forget we accept our Lord as our master. We need to treat him as a master.
他是我们主，是全面的。
He's the full, he's the complete master.
不是你星期天来教会的时候他才是主。
It's not only in the he's your master on Sunday.
他是你房子的主，他是你车子的主，他是你孩子的主，他是你自己生命的主。
He's the master of your life, including your car, your family, your everything.
难怪今天有多少基督徒信主之后却不能长进，因为他们不愿意耶稣成为他们的主。
No wonder so many the Christian they are not grow because they don't want Jesus become their true master.
第二
secondly.
当这个人他来到耶稣面前说：“耶稣啊，让我跟随你。”
When this person come to Jesus say, "Lord, can I follow you?"
但我在想，为什么这个人他要来跟随耶稣呢
？I wonder why this person want to follow Christ.
从人性的角度来讲，有两个很好的理由。
Probably there are two reasons.
第一个理由，他看到耶稣这么伟大
，because he sees how great the Jesus.
在这个之前，没有人能够制服。
Because before nobody can save him.
他醒过来之后，看看自己的身体。
After he recover, he see how he is.
到处都是伤痕。
There are so many places got injured.
他也非常的惊讶自己。
He so surprised.
以前看到这些是个骄傲，你看我多厉害，我不怕。
Before he probably was proud about it.
现在看到这些，他看到自己是如何的深深的。伤害了自己。
But now he can realize how many injuries he have been done before.
没有人能够制服了在他身上的这些。
Nobody can really overcome the demon inside.
除了这个叫做耶稣的人之外。
Only the one who called Jesus.
他很害怕。
He's so afraid.
他怕这个这么厉害的人，如果我不紧紧地跟着他，怎样？这些鬼再回来怎么办呢、啊、
？He's so afraid. If I don't follow him closely, what happen if this demon come again?
所以他抓了耶稣，他不放的。
So he will follow him closely.
第二
，secondly，
在他的过去的生活，你知道
？In the past，
没有穿衣服到处跑。
He doesn't have any clothes and wandering away.
这个小小的村落里面，没有一个人不认识他。
Everybody is a mark on him.
如果他要去找工作，有谁要给他一个工作呢
？Then how can he find a job？
所以呢，他跟着这个耶稣。
So he want to follow Jesus。
他到一个不同的地方去。
Want to go to somewhere else？
重新再来，不是吗
？Yes, start again。
所以这两个很好的理由，可是我看到第三个理由。
There are two good reasons, but I see another third reason。
第三个理由就是
，What is that？
他真的看到这个人这么能力坐在他身上。
He see how amazed Jesus had done for him.
他想要知道更多，他想要知道为什么这个人能够这样。
He want to know more about Jesus.
因为他想要去传这样的一个好的信息在他身上，可是他不知道怎么传。
He want to spread this good news.
他想要知道为什么这些事情会发生在他身上。
But he don't know how to do it.
所以他要跟随基督。
So he want to follow Jesus.
他跟随耶稣。
To follow him.
弟兄姐妹，你我身上是怎样的情况？
You brother, sister, how about you and me?
我们是不是想要更多的认识？
We want to really learn to know more about Jesus.
有人说我已经拿到上天国啊的那个门票了。
Somebody say I got some ticket to the heaven.
啊，我就把锁在保险箱里面。
But lock in the door.
然后呢，我可以过我自己的生活。
So I can still live my own life.
弟兄姐妹们，不是这样子。
But it's not like this.
这一张上天堂的门票是就是你跟耶稣之间的关系，如果你没有这个关系，没有一个什么效给你。
Actually, the ticket to heaven is the relation between you and Jesus.
这张票不是受洗证书。
This ticket is not the certificate when you are baptized.
也不是这个啊一个教会的会友证。
It's not the membership card of the church.
弟兄姐妹们，这些东西要进天堂的时候
，all these things, all this paper.
耶稣会说，你拿错证件。
When you meet Jesus, you say this is wrong.
你要到天国。
When you go to the heaven.
你拿地国的 passport 没有用的。
You got some certificate from the earth. This is useless.
好，再来我们来看。
Let's have look another aspect.
耶稣有没有说好，你就来跟随我吧？有没有？
Did Jesus say, "Okay, you come to follow me"?
他说，不，你回到你的哪里啊？他说，你回家去。
Did Jesus say, "Did he no, you go back to your family"?
然后到你的亲属那里。
Go to your relative.
其实在这里面，希腊文就是一个字。
In the Greek, there are only one word.
就是你回到你的 household 啊，从英文来讲就是你的家里面去。
Go back to your house. Go back to your home.
可是这个家在希腊。啊，就说在希腊文里面，它的意思是按照他们的文化来定义。
But in Greek, this home is defined by their own meaning.
这个意思是说你的家，或者你这个人能够关心、能够触到的这样一个大的范围。
The household is some place where you can reach to other person.
所以意思是说，你回到你自己啊有关系的这些人的当中。
所以。Which means you go back to your own community.
所以二十节就讲说，那人就走了，然后在底加坡利传扬耶稣为他所做何等大的事情。
So in the verse, the 20, this man go back to the Capernaum and spread the what had been done, what this how amazed the Jesus had done.
底加坡利是在这个格拉森啊附近一个更大的一个啊一个城。
The city called Decapoli is near Colossae, is a bigger city.
所以表示说，这个人他的家所啊有了关系，这个关系呢，蛮大的，啊，不只是在他们那个小村庄，还有更大的一个地方。
Which means there's a bigger relationship for this person.
因为他只有那一些认识他的人，他所讲的，人家才知道他在讲什么。
Only those person who know him before they can understand.
不是吗？这个人过去是不穿衣服的。
Because in the past he doesn't wear anything.
讲话是乱讲的。
Just say something nonsense.
做事是乱做的。
Doing something doesn't make sense.
现在穿起衣服来了。
But now he's become a bigger man.
讲话正常了。
He's say the right thing.
人家会说到底怎么回事啊？
So the people will say what happened to him.
所以在这种情况之下，他所讲的那个耶稣在他身上所做的工作，人家就说哦，有人可以把一个这样的人改变了，那我们也要认识他，不是吗？
So when you talk about Jesus who changed him, then the people can understand, and therefore they also want to know Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是我们今天的主题。
Dear brothers, sister, this is the main theme of this morning.
你信了耶稣
，After you believe in Jesus，
你生命改变了
，Your life changed。
你有没有告诉人你生命改变的理由是什么
？Do you tell some other people what make your life change？
我认识很多人
，I know many person。
他们信主跟信主之前跟信主之后是判若两人。
They really make difference after they believe in Christ。
这就是他们传福音的机会。
So this opportunity they can spread.
我一个最好的朋友，他就因此带他的母亲信主。
One of my best friend, who led his mother to know.
因为在他家他是啊独子，他是被宠坏的一个孩子。
Because in his home he's the only son, he's a spoiled.
当他高一信主之后，他妈妈说他完全变了一个。
When in high school the first grade after he received Christ, he totally changed.
谁能够改变我的儿子？这个人我也要相信。
Who can change my son? I will follow him.
所以，这就是我们做见证的机会，弟兄姐妹。
This is the opportunity we can test We can testify.
我想问题我们要问我们自己。
We can ask ourselves.
你有没有真的改变了？
Are you really changed?
还是你信主之前跟信主之后是一样的？
Or are you really make no difference after you believe Christ?
那你没有办法做见证。
You cannot testify.
可是你如果改变了，
If you change,
耶稣改变了你。
Jesus changed you.
这就是你做见证的一个最好的一个力量。
This is the best opportunity for you.
这也是耶稣要你做的。
This is what Jesus wants you to do.
耶稣要这个格拉森的被鬼附的人去做这样的见证。
Jesus wants this person of the Galatians who testify for him.
弟兄姐妹们，
Your brothers and sisters,
你愿意去告诉人？
Are you willing to tell some other people?
神在你身上所做的工作。
God has done for you.
这可能是你的家人。
Maybe you are the family.
可能是你的孩子。
Probably your son.
可能是你的同事们。
Probably your coworkers.
若你的见证做不出来，你要反问你自己。
If you cannot tell anything, you need to think about yourself.
到底耶稣在你身上做了什么？
Think about what Jesus has, what kind of thing Jesus has done for us.
如果你是一个没有改变的人，
If you doesn't make any change,
我要这样讲。
I want to tell you.
你重新回到神面前来求他赦免。
You come back to in front of God to ask him.Ask his forgiveness.
耶稣是带有能力的。
The Jesus is a very powerful.
他可以改变。
He can change you.
他可以改变格拉森的这个被鬼附。
He can change the person in the Galatian who was possessed by demon.
他就可以改变。
He also can change you.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们相信你自己在我们身上要来做奇妙的工作。
We firmly believe in us, you do wonderful thing for us.
我们更是相信你自己要在我们身上的改变之后，让我们去为你做见证。
You also believe after we make change, you also want to testify for you.
我们更是相信你自己在我们身上所要做的工作是超过我们自己能够所求所想的。
You also believe what we want to do is beyond our capability.
因为这个格拉森的被鬼附的这个人，他醒过来之后，他也没有想到他能够让这么多人来认识耶稣。
Because we see this person who was possessed by the demon in Galatians after he changed, so many people also make change.
也求圣上的灵帮助我们。
We also ask our Holy Spirit to help us.
让我们勇敢的去做见证。
You can no fear.To spread for you,
以至于我们能够真的是像你的福音能够传开。
Therefore, your gospel can be told everywhere.
来兴旺你自己的教会。
To bring up your church,
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord, the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我们来唱诗歌475。我们起立，我们来唱诗歌475，让人从你认识耶稣。当你经过罪恶时候，让我所别难琢磨，你当你怀情节我们让人从你认识耶稣，让人从你认识耶稣，让人从你认识耶稣，衷心真诚传扬耶稣救世主，让人从你认识耶稣。第二节，生活上树站在人前，被中华风所念， 三节。
无论日夜为主啊，我三生心安安住。你们得到生命真光，那人从你们是耶稣。
大声，
那人从你们是耶稣。当来从你们是耶稣，忠心真诚传扬耶稣的救主。当来从你们是耶稣。
感谢主，你坐。
Thank you.